In a preemptive and unprecedented move, the biggest utility in California has cut power to up to 2 million people to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires like those that ravaged the state last year. Hundreds of thousands of customers are still without power. Some say it's the new normal as a changing climate sees natural disasters morph. But could it really be about greed and mismanagement at the utility, as California's governor says? Louise Creeley has the details.
When the lights went out, Californian orthodontist Claire Ferrari had to improvise to keep her business open.
I have a bunch of skylights in the office, so there was some light, and we brought camping lights, and it was all kind of crazy. You know, I was using a headlamp. We didn't think ahead of time to lay the chairs flat. You know, they're electrical, and you have to lay them flat when you're working on someone. So they were upside down, and I was on the foot end of the chair working on them.
Claire Ferrari is one of almost 2 million people affected by mass blackouts in California after the state's biggest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, shut down power across 34 counties, concerned strong winds would knock down faulty power lines and spark wildfires. It comes after PG&E filed for bankruptcy after being blamed for massive wildfires which devastated parts of the state over the past 2 years.
They were the kind of fires that have not happened before in sort of human memory. And they're much more like fire storms than just wildfires. You know, all the firefighters, it's like they have never seen anything like this. So the level of devastation and damage they can do it's unprecedented. So PG&E is now taking unprecedented measures to try to prevent them from happening, because they were at fault in some way because of the fires starting due to electrical, you know, whether it was power lines falling, or, you know, the heavy winds create these issues that can lead to these sparks that create wildfires. But the way the wildfires spread is new and different. We just have not seen this. So now all of this is unprecedented. No one's ever experienced like preventative power outages. It's just not happened before.
The orthodontist says the entire situation is deeply upsetting and disheartening on many levels.
There are my neighbors who had businesses where they had to have trucks come in and take their frozen foods out of the grocery store. For me, it's not about PG&E necessarily at all. It has a lot more to do with we need much more policy change that leads to taking care of our environment better, because this is climate change. This is what it looks like for us.
But California's governor, Gavin Newsom, says the decision to cut power shouldn't be blamed on climate change, but as the result of greed and neglect at the utility.
I'm outraged because it didn't need to happen. They're in bankruptcy because of their terrible management going back decades. They've created these conditions.
Pacific Gas and Electric says restoring power in full to all those affected could take days, with many residents in California saying they believe the preemptive electricity cuts are just the way things will be from now on.
So as a community, it's difficult. We're all buying generators and we're cooking up that way. We're using more solar. So it's just something we're going to have to live with.
I'm okay with no more wildfires being started because of the electrical grid. That's okay with me if it means we're going to have a couple days without power, and we just need to figure out how to prepare and adapt to that. It's just part of the new normal we're all learning to live with. I'd much rather that we don't have the potential for another major fire caused by the utility.
PG&E says shutting off the power wasn't a decision made lightly and was done to ensure the safety of their customers.
Louise Creeley with that report.